I'm Alana Medlock, and you're listening to the WGXC News Update. WKTV reports that most of the radio in Western Massachusetts will be owned by one company. Galaxy Communications President and CEO Ed Levine announced that he bought 6 radio stations in the Berkshires area of Western Massachusetts on October 17th. Galaxy already operates WKLL, K-Rock, WOUR, and others, and just bought WBEC-FM, WBEC-AM, WUPE-FM, WUPE-AM, WSBS-AM, and WNAW-AM. Quote, "These 6 radio stations do a tremendous job of serving their communities with great local radio," Levine said in a news release. Quote, "They have thrived under the ownership of Gamma Broadcasting, which has done a wonderful job. I look forward to working with market manager Peter Barry and the entire staff of radio professionals," end quote. Read the full story at the WKTV website. Rick Carlin reports in the Albany Times-Union that the State Board of Elections, quote, "cyber hygiene" report received last week was clean and New York's election website is secure. While there were reports of hackers breaching voter databases in Illinois and Arizona, James Garrett, a cybersecurity expert from the State Office for Information Technology, said they are constantly testing firewalls and scanning for computer viruses. Quote, "We've been doing a lot of them," Garrett said of the checks, speaking before a meeting of the State Disaster Preparedness Commission. Quote, "A lot of the counties are doing the same thing we are doing in terms of beefing up their scanning," said Conklin. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Greg Hudson reports in the Daily Mail that Town of Hunter officials voted October 18th in favor of local laws regulating small-scale mining and timber harvesting. Several residents worried about overregulation in the laws at a public hearing in April, and a committee used that input in crafting the final version of the laws. Quote, "In terms of timber harvesting, we took out a number of items, so when someone is cutting wood for their personal use or for their family, and they're not doing it for commerce, there's no regulation in terms of cutting a number of cords," end quote, Town Councilman Dave Kuchel said. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman reports that public radio station WAMC raised $1 million in 4 days, including its lockbox, for its fall fund drive. Quote, "This is the fastest fund drive I can remember," said Alan Shartok, WAMC's president and chief executive officer, of the station that raises $3 million from listeners each year. Community radio station WGXC started its fund drive October 19th, trying to raise $20,000 to keep community access to the 90.7 FM frequency. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.